This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow. Gaba pula puli. Figile ke elaxesha. Apho ke umfundisi akhona. Ozolisa. Mfundisi, let me take this opportunity and kwamkele enkubeni. And I would like you to introduce yourself before ube uya straight to the Word of God. Abo geba strongi leyo pa ku Facebook, they can tell or see umfundisi pa ku Facebook uba obubuso buqhelekile. Mfundisi, over to you.
Amen. Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi. Ngibulele for this opportunity. And we really thank God, mfundisi. I want to take this opportunity and greet the viewers ku Facebook Live and greet abaphulaphuli ku radio. Umfundisi umuzi wakamkhwanazi lona. Yes, mfundisi, ngiqhelekile kakhulu lobuso. And we thank God for this opportunity. And yeah, just want to also acknowledge my wife and my child endlini. And I really thank God for them. Inkosi mfundisi.
Wow, mfundisi, thank you very much for always availing yourself whenever you are called upon up a studio to be a blessing kuba phula phuli bethu. I believe, mfundisi, that you have a message that you have that would like to share with us abaphula phuli. Let me give over to you, then you share that which God has laid in your heart for today.
Inkosi kakhulu mfundisi. Greetings once again to the listeners baka Radio K Pulpit. I'm not going to be long, mfundisi. We're just going to share briefly about the integrity of God's word. The integrity of God's word. So I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, but my chief scripture will be Revelations chapter 19 from verse 11 to 13. So let's start with Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, it says the history of creation. Verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Verse number 3, the key verse. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. So let's quickly go to the book of Revelations. That is going to be our key, our chief scripture for today. Christ on a white horse. Revelations 19 from verse 11 till 13. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. Verse 13, Mfundisi says, he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So, Father, bless the reading of your word. Let it bless us. Let it bless abaphulaphuli. Ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
So, we read Mfundisi ku Genesis chapter 1. But I want to start with verse number 3. It says that God said, let there be light. But I like it, Mfundisi, from the original Hebrew manuscript. Because from the original Hebrew manuscript, it says, light be. So you see the difference between let there be light and light be. So now when they were translating it in English, they were trying to make it to be easy to understand. Wow. But it almost lost the meaning. Because now when you say let there be light, it gives a room to say maybe there was a discussion to say, light, do you want to appear? Maybe there was discussion to say, is it good for light to come? But now in the original Hebrew manuscript, it says light be and light was. So that one is a very strong commandment.
Wow.
So it means that God was speaking with Mfundisi such authority. He was not negotiating, Mfundisi. He was telling light that light be. And indeed light was. So it shows me ukuthi when God speaks, he knows that whatever that he speaks, he has the power to make it manifest. So when God speaks, already it is settled. Before it even manifests, Mfundisi, we know that it's going to manifest. Because his word is very powerful. His word is dependable. His word has so much integrity, such that, Mfundisi, he says, he has exalted his word above his name. So can you see how much God trusts his word?
Wow.
He does not speak it, Mfundisi, if it's not going to happen.
Yes,
so you must
Jesus.
Know that when he speaks it, it means that there's enough power to make it to manifest.
Yeah.
So in verse number 6, it says, then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Another version will say a sky. And let it divide the waters from the waters. Now, verse number 7. Thus God made the firmament. You see now, the first part of verse number 7, you might think maybe he mixed some stuff. Maybe there are things that he combined to make the firmament. But no, he spoke the word and the firmament was made. So it indicates to me that there's so much power and authority in what God speaks, Mfundisi. So, verse number 26, we are all familiar with verse number 26. It says that we are made in his image. So in his likeness as well, Mfundisi.
Wow.
So it means that when God was creating us, he was creating, how can I put it? He was creating himself, but in a smaller version.
Wow.
We are not gods, Mfundisi, but we are created in his image. So what does it mean? It means that as he was operating, he was expecting us to operate like himself as well. So I want to say, Mfundisi, as he was creating man in his own image, he said to them, man, female and male, he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. That was the first part. The second one, he said to them, fill the earth and subdue it. And the last one, he said, have dominion. So now if he left it there, Mfundisi, and he did not test that, are these people going to function like me? Then I was going to have a challenge, because I was not going to know if really I can function like God if I don't see it in the Bible. But in chapter number 2, verse 19, let me read it. It says, out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam. Listen to this, Mfundisi, to see what he would call them.
Wow.
So the purpose of God bringing these animals to Adam, it is to see. I want to see what Adam will call these animals. Because he knows that I have put my ability in him. Because remember, this was before the fall. He knows that I made him to function like me. So the Bible continues to say, and whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name.
Wow.
So now, what was God doing here, Mfundisi? God was checking, is this man going to function like me? Remember, when God was speaking these things into existence, Adam was not created that time. But when he was creating him in verse number 26, he has put his ability in Adam to say, Adam, I've given you this authority. So I want to say to Mpulapuli, if you are not using this authority, if you are not using this dominion, you cannot blame God, Mfundisi. Because God has put this authority in you. God has put this dominion in you. So I want to encourage Mpulapuli today. Say, Mpulapuli, use this authority that God has given you. And the most important thing for you to be able to use it, you must trust in the integrity of his word. Meaning, Mfundisi, his word is trustworthy. His word is dependable. All you need to do is to fully trust and believe his word. So when problem comes. Wow. When problem arises, what is it that you need to do? You need to speak the word over that problem. And the problem will respond because it recognizes the authority that is in you. You see, Mfundisi, if we really want to understand the integrity of the word of God, we need to study the life of Jesus Christ. Wow. Check the things that Jesus Christ did here on earth. Check the parables that he told. Check when he was speaking something, was he able to back it up? When he said this thing is going to be like this, was he able, did he have enough power to perform those things that he spoke? And the good news today, Mphulaphuli, is that yes, he was able to fulfill them. So it means that if Jesus was able to perform them, we are also in a good position to perform. So before Mfundisi, I go ahead of myself, let me read the meaning of integrity so that we flow together. Integrity implies trustworthiness and incorruptibility to a degree that one is incapable of being false to a trust, responsibility, or a pledge. So now when we are saying today, Mfundisi, that word of God is dependable, meaning God has put so much integrity in his word, such that when he speaks, he is not afraid that maybe it will happen, maybe it will not happen. So it means we need to learn from this as well. When we speak the word, we don't have to doubt. Remember, in the book of Mark chapter 11, when Jesus cast a tree and nothing happened to the tree, when the disciples left, they kept wondering, I wonder what is going to happen to the tree. Now, in the morning when they were coming, they saw that, wow, what the master spoke, the tree, the Bible says the tree from the root it responded, because now it was not just any ordinary person that spoke. So it means the power that Jesus was using. I have that power because remember, Mfundisi, the greater one lives in me. So let's go to my chief scripture, Mfundisi, Revelation chapter 19. It talks about John here. John, Mfundisi, I believe Mphulaphuli knows that this was when persecution was very strong. So John, they removed his eyes. But when they removed his eyes, they thought that they are destroying him. But when they removed the natural eyes, they could not remove the spiritual eyes. Oh, John Mfundisi says, I saw the heaven opened. And when I saw the heaven opened, I saw a white horse. But on top of that white horse, there was a man sitting there. And he says, was written on him, faithful and true. He says, there was a name that was written that no one knew except him. Himself. And when the Bible continues, Mfundisi, it says his eyes were like a flame of fire. It says he was clothed with a robe that was dipped in blood. I like this part, Mfundisi. It says his name was called, or is called, the Word of God. So who is this Word of God? I believe we are all familiar. It is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this name, Mfundisi, Jesus Christ, if you take it from the book of Matthew chapter number 1, going around verse number 20-21, the angel was talking to Joseph to say, your wife is going to have a child, is going to have a son, his name shall be called Jesus. What does Jesus mean? It means God saves. So when trouble comes, Mfundisi, when demons attack, and I say Jesus, I am calling the function of the word of God, because remember, this Jesus is the word of God. So when I am in trouble and I say Jesus, the characteristics of God, they come into the party and they become what I need at that time. So it's very important to understand. So in the book of John chapter 1 verse 1, Mfundisi, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. It continues to say that all things were created by this word. I like this part, Mfundisi, that says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Who is this word? This word is Jesus Christ. When you look at the Greek, Mfundisi, the Greek meaning of the word, it is logos. So it is safe for me, Mfundisi, to say Jesus Christ is the logos of God. What does logos mean? Mphulaphuli might be asking himself. Logos meaning the written word. But I like take this one, Mom Fundisi. Logos also means the thoughts. So what does it mean now? It means Jesus Christ is the thoughts of God. In the book of Isaiah Mfundisi, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11, God says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, the thoughts to prosper you, the thoughts to give you hope and a future, not the thoughts of evil, not the thoughts to destroy you, the thoughts to give me hope." So what does it mean, Mfundisi? It means if I want to know the thoughts of God, I go to the Word. I can't know the thoughts of God, but I'm neglecting the Word. In the book of Isaiah, I think it's chapter number 55, it says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways, nor your ways my ways. It says my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. So it means, Mfundisi, this Word is powerful. This Word is powerful. It has the creative power. But if I don't do the Word, I will think the Word is weak. If I don't speak the Word, I will think the Word is weak. But the Word is powerful. All I need to do is to be to have that capacity to speak, and things are going to happen. I want to encourage Mpulapuli. Yes, you might have been speaking it, and things are not changing it. But I want to encourage you today, try one more time, and you will see God is going to back up your words, is going to amplify your words. Wow. So I like this, Mfundisi. Good. Now Jesus is called Jesus Christ in full. What does Christ mean? Christ is coming from the Greek Christos. It means the anointed one. So now we are Christians, Mfundisi. So it means we are the anointed ones. It means, Mfundisi, there are things that without the anointing I won't be able to do. You see, sometimes someone will hold the mic. They did not even go to school to study music. But when they raise a song, you see men, big men rolling on the floor with their suits because of the anointing. What is the anointing? Anointing is the divine enablement. Anointing is the divine empowerment. So if you are not conscious of this anointing, you are going to be defeated. Not because you are not strong, not because you don't have this capacity, but because you are neglecting this anointing. So we are anointed, but what is important is that we need to be conscious of it. So I want to say, Mfundisi, this afternoon, that it's very important that we go to the Word to know the thoughts of God. What does he think about me? What does he think about me? Because if I don't know the thoughts of God, I am going to be limited in my walk with God. So if you have really studied the Word, you will see that God wants what is best for you, Mfundisi, and me, Mpulapuli. So if Mpulapuli is feeling today, I'm always the last in everything that I do. When I want to start a business, I'm the last. At work, I'm the last. You go to the Word and check what the Word says. The Word says you are not the tail, but you are the head. The Word says you are not beneath, but you are above. So it's possible Mpulapuli might feel attacked. Maybe at work they are attacking you. Maybe the neighbors are attacking you. You go to the Word. The Word says your enemies shall come in one direction, but they shall flee in seven different directions. The Bible says the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. But I like this part, Mpulapuli. The victory belongs to you, even though the battle is not yours, but victory belongs to you. If you are feeling sick in your body, you go to the Word. What does the Word say? It says, by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. That is according to Isaiah 53 verse 5. It says, he sent his Word to heal you. He sent his Word to deliver you from distractions. That is according to Psalm 107 verse 19 and 20. To deliver you from distraction, you need to speak the Word. He has already sent this Word. All you need to do is to speak it. In the book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 26, he says, I am the God who healeth you. So there's no reason for you to stay sick. Go to the Word and declare the Word. If you are feeling depressed, in the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It says, many nations nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your light. God is raising you up, Pulapuli. All you need to do is speak the word. All you need to do, declare the word. Declare the word. If you are barren, go to the word and check what the word is saying. The word says, seeing all you barren women, you who has not given birth, stretch your tent curtain, because I'm about to enlarge you. God is about to enlarge you. You might have been crying about a child, but God is about to enlarge you. He says he shall put away shame from you. You shall not be put to shame when you study the word and when you declare the word. The solutions that you are looking for, the solutions that you are so desperately looking for are found in the word. Go to the word. The word will set you free. If you feel that you are stagnant, go to the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Yo. It says, the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter unto a perfect day. Therefore, I cannot afford to be stagnant. Go to the word. In the book, in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 3, it says, what if some do not believe? In the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 3 in closing it says, what if some do not believe, will that have any effect in the faithfulness of God? It continues to say, certainly not. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 2 verse 13, it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, because he cannot deny himself. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, God is faithful. And there's so much power in his word. There's integrity in God's word. What he speaks, he will say. But how do you make God to speak? You go to the word and you declare it over your life. It's possible, maybe financially you are struggling. You go to the word. I think it's Psalms chapter 30, verse number 6 or 9. It says that in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. That time, Mfundis, you don't have money. That time, you don't have anything. But you declare the word. You declare the word. In the book of Psalms, it says that young lions will lack and suffer. Jesus. But those that seek the Lord shall never lack any good thing. You go to the word and you declare it. You declare that, Father, you are the supplier of my needs. You speak the word, because God does not, he's not going to sit and watch his word fail, because his word is powerful. There's no way that his word will fail. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Wow. Yo, what a message. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I am so blessed to sit under such a powerful word, that let us hold on to the word of God. The word of God is God's thoughts, and for us to be able to know God's thoughts, we need to go into the word. Fundisi, no, siyabonga. I just want to give you this opportunity, if you are having maybe closing remarks, before I let you go.
Amen. I want to encourage Mpulapuli to say, sometimes we pray, Mfundisi, and we don't see results to our prayer. And the main contributor to that is that we are praying our feelings. We are not praying the word. So it's important to Mpulapuli to say, let me make sure that a day does not pass without me studying the word of God.
Yeah.
So you study the word, but you don't only study it. Become the doer of the word. Become the doer of the word, and your life will be transformed. And it's nice, because we are only starting the year. It's only February now. So now you can create that habit of studying the word. When we are full of the word, Mfundisi, the situations will bow. When we are full of the word, because the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, he hastens his word. Meaning he watches over his word to perform it. So he's very quick. God is very quick to watch over his word so that it can be performed. So now, Mpulapuli, what they can do this year so that they can be able to see enough transformation is to marry the word of God and speak the word. Do not speak your feelings, but speak the word and walk by faith. We are not called to walk by sight, but we are called to walk by faith, using the word of God. Because if we are void of the word of God. We are going to speak our feelings. We are going to speak what we think. And things are not going to happen. Then we will want to blame God. But this word, Mfundisi, has been proven. It has been tested 7 times. It works.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yo, Mfundisi, thank you very much for such a powerful message. And we really thank God for you and for your family that they have allowed you an opportunity to be a blessing to us. I'm so amazed. I think I need to get a podcast of this message and listen to it over and over again. Fundisi, thank you very much. You don't know how blessed we are as a studio to have people like you who ministers nothing but the word of God. We really salute you for your labor of love that you are doing for the people of God and for being a blessing to us. We really salute you. We know, Guti, it's not easy on Sunday to get people around, but yet you sacrificed, instead of you being with your family, you decided to be with us. We really salute you, and we speak more grace upon your life.
Amen.
You really bless me so much. Ingathi, each and every time you come, you are getting into another level. Yeah, last month you were here and you took us and put us into another level. Now we are here. You are putting us into another level. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Siyakhupha ke umfundisi ke intimate worshipers esithi ndimi emnyango ndingqonqoza. Yeah.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.